Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment. Yes, and this is the last episode for Women's History Month. But we ended it with, you know, we ended it with a good one that you guys need to watch. I think I gave it away.
I mean, when I was finished watching it, I immediately sent a text to my sister saying, you and the girls need to watch this immediately. So, yeah.
Yes.
It's a good one. We're talking about Moxie. It was directed by Amy Poehler, written by Tamara Chestna, and based on the novel by Jennifer Matthew. And it stars Hadley Robinson, Lauren Tsai, Alicia Pascal Pena, and a Schwarzenegger, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a Schwarzenegger. Yeah, and Marissa, and can't forget about Marissa Gay Harden as the Principal Shelley.
Oh, yes, yeah. And Amy Poehler as mom.
As mom. the mom. This release, March 3rd this year on Netflix. Like I just want to say, this is Amy Poehler's... I'm not gonna say directorial debut because I think she directed other stuff before this, but yeah.
Did she do Mean Girls, or was she just
I think Tina Fey wrote Mean Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler has directed, movie-wise, something called Wine Country and Moxie. Mm-hmm. And then she's done a couple different TV, like, she's done an episode of Broad City and some episodes of Parks and Rec.
Right. Yeah, because like I said, she definitely has been around a lot of directors, producers, stuff like that. So, well, it's only right that she, throw her hat in it. Directorial ring, and she's doing her thing. Her and Olivia Wilde with Booksmart. It's cool, like, seeing them, getting into the director's chair and telling these really, really good, very, very poignant, stories. I think that a lot of people can enjoy and get some lessons off of.
Yeah. So, Moxie is about a junior in high school who's inspired by her mom's rebellious past and a confident new friend. And she creates an anonymous sign calling out the sexism at her school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked last week. And I got some about, like the whole, ripple effect, like how, like, the social ripple effect. It's like, but you have to drop that pebble in that pond for it to cause that ripple effect. And it went to this high school, which is, as we know, just saturated in tribalism. You have your smarts, you have your nerds, you have your pretties, you have, your geekies.
Your athletes, your football players, your cheerleaders.
Yeah, your air quotes sluts and all that stuff. Yeah. Just navigating through that whole tribalism of school, high schooling. It's like the main character, she finds out, her mom was a little bit of a rebel when her mom was like a teenager, right? Like, she would, wear leather and, listen to some, punk rock and,
Bikini Kill.
Yes, Bikini Kill.
So she's inspired by her mom to take a deeper dive, to look around her and what is actually happening in her school. And this all starts with every year the boys in the high school release a list of rankings for the different women. And it's everything from best ass, most bangable, most likely to follow the rules. And this year they created a new category for the new black girl that has joined the school. And it's the See You Next Tuesday category.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why? Because she pushed back at, you know, kind of like the things that goes on in high school that people kind of look the other way. I'm like, oh, you know, he's just being him, or boys will be boys, like that whole attitude, right? Like it just encapsulated in his high school experience. But it's kind of scary, though. It's like how it all starts in high school, but displays out into, you know, the professional realm and the workspace and stuff like that, as far as like that attitude and kind of enabling certain people to do things. Yeah.
Yeah. So Patrick Schwarzenegger plays the bad guy. Yeah. I don't know how else to, exactly. I mean, imagine every 80s movie that you've seen that it's like the tall blonde dude that was the asshole. That's Patrick Schwarzenegger in this.
You know movie. What? You know what? I was watching him, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to coin him as like the new generation's James Spader, because he just had that added, that James Spader attitude, like John Hughes style. Like, yes, dude.
Yes.
You are.
I mean, this entire movie reminded me of like the old school 80s high school flicks.
Yeah.
But it has more of a social conscience to it.
Yeah, most definitely. yeah. And so, Vivian, the main character, like she see this back and forth between, you know, Lucy and the jock, Mitchell. And, you know, Vivian is kind of just standing back and just watching, you know, Lucy just being dumbfounded by how people are going along with like the attitude of these jocks, and, you know, watching the jocks like randomly slapping, you know, a girl on ass and laughing and stuff like that, you know. And Vivian, like I said, she's still kind of, you know, standoffish, but she sees that something has to be done, you know. And I think what I really liked about this movie is each character represented someone, you know, or you can connect with, like everyone. This is like the friend, Claudia. Claudia is like the BFF, because they're BFFs within the sphere of the safety of their ignorance, right? It's just like, oh, like we're friends, like we know what's going on, but who cares? But then Lucy comes and shakes things up, which shakes Vivian up, and Claudia is afraid. It's like, wait a minute, like you're bursting our bubble of ignorance is bliss. Like, that means we have to like act and do something. I'm not ready for that. So I thought she was very poignant.
Yeah. And Claudia also plays the like first generation American. Her mother is Chinese and they speak Mandarin at home. And so she has all the weight on her shoulders to be good and not fuck up, because her mother has sacrificed so much to get her where she is today. And so by having to confront these social issues that are happening, she is also having to rock the boat of what's happening at home, and being perfect for her mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every character was so three dimensional. It's like, you know, their actions, some of the actions you would question, like, well, why? But then you see their home life and you see the pressure that they're under. So you can understand why they kind of have a specific stance at the time. It's like, yeah, I get why she's acting like this. I can see why she's reacting that way, you know? So it gives you that gray area. It's not like I'm good, you're bad. It's like, yeah, some people want to do the right thing, but they're afraid that it might, you know, be out of consequence of their livelihood or their future. Yeah.
So the middle part of the movie is really following Vivian as she starts to expose the different hypocrisies in school. And the first one is after the boys put out the list, she releases her first magazine. And it's all about like listing out the guys, but in a negative perspective, you know, who's the biggest asshole, who's the biggest whatever, rapey type person. And the guys aren't really into it, but this starts to the wave of women starting to stand up for them. Her next book is about the dress code, which as someone that was penalized for my dress code a few times in school, that resonated with me.
Okay, do tell.
I mean, hi, we lived in South Texas and we couldn't wear shorts. I could wear a skirt that was like my ass showed, but dear Lord, if I was wearing shorts, I was going to be sent home.
Wait a minute. Like, this is like spring, summer, right? Or spring or fall.
It's South Texas. It's summer all the time.
Yeah. Isn't it like hot and sticky down there? Why would you not wear shorts?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Texas, come on, y'all. We need to get it together.
Yeah, I got in trouble a lot for wearing shorts. So I went the opposite way and wore some really short skirts. And then I just gave up. You can only fight the patriarchy so much before it breaks you, unfortunately. Which is definitely part of the story of this movie. And that Vivian starts to crumble under the pressure, even though all the girls around her are really joining the fight. But no one really knows who Moxie is. So as we follow Vivian, we start to hear other girls' stories. And at the end, we hear one girl was raped, and then that really opens the floodgates for the teachers to start hearing and understanding what's going on.
Exactly.
Which it's so unfortunate that you have to have someone being raped before the people in charge act or do something. It reminds me of, we started this month out with what was the movie about the girl getting revenge?
Oh, Promise Young Woman.
Yes, thank you. that was, you know, when you don't educate guys to control themselves, you end up being raped. And Mitchell, Patrick Schwarzenegger's character, the new James Spader, was not being taught, you know, to be respectful and to control himself. He was just, boys will be boys. And we ultimately find out that he is a rapist, which that was my guess at the beginning of the movie. I was like, oh, he gives off rapey vibes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much. And he was. You have to mention the boy that Vivian's crushing on, the ally of all allies.
Yeah. Seth, played by Nico Araga. he's like the skateboarder boy. An Avril Lavigne song come to life in the movie.
Yep.
I don't know where that just came from, but he's totally... Yeah, there you go, guys.
There you go. We're upload the Avril Lavigne video for you young people that don't know who the hell Avril Lavigne is. Right.
But he has three sisters, and he was raised by, I think, a single mom he mentions sometime. So, like, he's surrounded by women and sees what they're going through. So he is there to support the feminist movement within the high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just all around good guy.
Yeah. And comfortable calling out his girlfriend when she starts dumping on him, which is great.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, so there's a scene in this movie where it kind of set up kind of like the, what is it called? The suspicion of disbelief within some cultures that might watch this movie. For instance, you know, when Vivian get back home and like they're doing like the double, not the double date, but you know, Seth is there doing the dinner and I forget, Agent Coulson is in his bad boy.
Yes. He's a lot thinner in this movie than he ever was.
I think Kevin Feige is like, yeah, dude, you can't get fat. We're gonna put you in some more Marvel movies. You gotta stay thin, dude. And like she's a little tipsy, and you know she's going off this kind of this triad, and she's like, you know, she's crazy. She's like, fuck my goddamn ah. She rests her room angry, and you know, Amy Poehler comes to the room like, what's wrong? And she's still like, yeah, man, there. So, like I said, this is the way to the back. Cause like, I cannot picture myself in a good rational mind, even saying damn too loud to my parents, let alone saying fuck and shit in front of company, mind you, in front of company. So yeah, I got the scene, but I'm like, only white people. So no, it was a good scene. It was a powerful scene, but it was one that was like, yeah, I couldn't do that. My parents.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very unique family situation because she was raised by like a punk rock mother and raised on songs like Bikini Kills songs, and so she was probably raised where profanity and speaking up for yourself was accepted.
The
mother-daughter relationship in the movie is more of a partnership than it is a mother-daughter, which is why towards the end of the movie when the mom needs to discipline the daughter, it feels shocking both to us and to the daughter because she's probably never been disciplined. Yeah. But that's because Vivian has always been the perfect child that never stepped out of line. That was her way of rebelling against her mom, was by being good.
Yeah.
And now by creating this magazine and shaking up the patriarchy in the high school, she's becoming her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mirror image of her mother. And then, you know, at the end, Vivian finally fess up. She finally gave us the I am Iron Man moment. And she said, hey, this is what this is what I did, but I never knew this is going to take a life of its own type thing. And, you know, it belongs to us. You know, I wanted to make this to where, you know, we could speak our truths and things like that. It was a good speech. And then everyone came together and Principal Shelley, like the Rinsky Hart, like I said, this movie is so cleverly written because, like I said, every character represents something within the fabric of what's happening now. You know, like this Principal Shelley, she was like, oh, well, you know, let's just go ahead and just kind of let things flow how it flows. Like, you know, you're wording things a certain way that may, you know, be a little hurtful to you. Not the person you're accusing, but to you. So I think we should just sweep that under the rug and, you know, let's not rock the boat. We got a good thing going and let's just keep rah, rah, rah. You know, like you were saying, it took her knowing or this revelation of, you know, the jock raping a fellow student that she finally like, okay, now I hear what y'all saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for all those people from the 80s that watched Pretty in Pink, I feel like this is like the next generation of that, where instead of, I forget what her name was in Pretty in Pink, we'll just call her Samantha, rebelling against everyone by creating her own dress.
Andy.
Yes. Thank you. Andy was rebelling against everyone by, or Vivian was rebelling against everyone in Moxie by creating this magazine calling out what Andy was seeing in Pretty in Pink and wasn't speaking up against. Mm-hmm. We're getting Vivian, the children of the Pretty in Pink folks, speaking up and lashing out.
How awesome would this movie have been if Molly Ringwald was the mother?
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh, it's like, Mom, I know you've been through some stuff in high school. Oh, goodness. Yeah. So, so what's our ratings for this?
Sit on the sofa, gather the family and watch it, put on your shoes, or clean the house, or go outside and just give up on life.
So, is it safe to say this is 2 buzz down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, like I said, I immediately was like, Heather, you need to have the girls watch this with you tonight. So,
yeah. And
I think this is required viewing for every kid that is going into high school, or maybe even junior high, because it shows girls standing up for themselves. It shows the parents and the girls that boys can't be just boys. That is a horrible excuse. We need to teach everyone dignity, and it's not the girls' responsibility to protect themselves. It's the boys, men's responsibility to behave.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And I would take a step further. So, watch it with your sons also, because this is definitely a movie that.
Yeah, that's what. All kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dora too, but sons also. I mean, because. It's such a well told story that it just, every character just represents certain, like, different things that's happening right now, and you can't sit down and have this conversation after, especially with your sons, like, okay, you see what happened with this character, these are things that, women or girls and all females should not be going through. We need to, call this stuff out. And, it's a good talking tool, for daughters and sons, especially sons to me, because, if you see even a fictional form, it's kind of like the plight of, people, then that's like, some empathy that you can, teach them about.
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix, y'all. Moxie. We suggested even if you don't have kids, watch it anyway. It's a fun movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, agreed. and it's like a nice way to finish up, like, because we started the month with A Promising Young Woman, and now we're finishing up our new movies for Women's History Month with Moxie, which starts a little bit younger before the girls get totally damaged.
Alrighty. Well, there you have it, guys. Moxie, watch it before you get damaged. Well, we'll see you on the flip side on Thursday with an action-packed throwback. Until then, we wish y'all safe physical distancing and
get a vaccine and keep wearing those masks.
Yes. Peace.